we learned last time? Let's do a little chazara for 10 seconds. Last time, we were zoicha to learn a lot of amazing things. How do we start? Halach l'ani. We spoke about hey lach l'ani. Right? How the hey becomes a dalid. It's missing its vav. We spoke about various manifestations of force. The four types of suffering Mitzrayim. The four types of people who praise Hashem for salvations. Dalid tzvichim l'hodos. And then on the piece Achlu Avasana, we learned that the Jews ate matzah in Mitzrayim and also when they left Mitzrayim. And they ate both in Mitzrayim and when we left Mitzrayim. There's a matzah of Inuy and a matzah of Cheirus. And we ended last time, the Vilna Gaon told us that everyone's notion of the Dal of the Shonos of the Ula is really mistaken. It's not Vosesi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vilakachti. But really, it's Vosesi, Vitzalti, Vigaalti, Vigaalti. And the Gaalti is divided into two parts. Into the Zohar Netuya and the Shvatim Gadol. He tried to prove that and ended by saying that the four, again, divisions that we were talking about last time, the four Inuyim, the four Kosos, the four Geulos, the four questions, the four sons, also correspond to four worlds. And so we ended on Olam Haza, Mosem Mashiach, Tiyas HaMesim, and Olam Haba. And he connected the four cups to each of those worlds and experiences. Okay, so let's continue. Hashata Hacha, Lashana Habab Yushalayim, Hashata Avde, Lashana Habab Nechor. So first the Rav points out an interesting thing. He shows you that the Seder of this phrase makes sense, even though you might have thought the opposite. Hashata Hacha, Lashana Habab Yushalayim, Hashata Avde, Lashana Habab Nechor. So let's think about this. Who experiences a Geula first? First, the land experiences a geula, and then people experience a geula. You see? Right now, we're in a foreign land, in the future, we'll be in the proper land. Right now, we, people, are enslaved. In the future, we will be free people. Perish. D'chsiv tzion b'mishpat tipadeh v'shaveha b'tztaka. So the Vilna Gaon says, this is not surprising, the order, because that's what the pasuk... Sorry, Chav, I'm just getting over this cough. A little bit frustrating, I apologize. The pasuk in Yeshaya says what? Tzion will be redeemed, and then Shavea, its captives, b'tzlaka. So first the earth, first the land is saved. Klomar b'tchila tipode Tzion. At first, Tzion will be redeemed. Va'achar kach v'shaveha. And only afterwards, the people. What do you think the pshat of that is? Why does the earth need to be redeemed before the people? The place. No, I don't want to say Pshat. Why do you have first the salvation of the land, that Yerushalayim should be redeemed, and then the people? So you could say just very posh Pshat. The people don't have a place to be free, if not for a land that itself is free. Right? I want to return the people, the Shavu Banim, the Gula. I want to make sure that the Jews can come back to their place. So it has to be a place that's properly theirs in order for them to return to that place. But again, the Gra, I think the Pashut thing that the Gra is doing here is just showing you that the Seder of this expression in the Haggadah parallels the Seder of the Pasuk in Yeshaya. I realize today it also parallels something else. This idea that the land receives protection and salvation before people is actually something we say every single day. Baruch Shamar. Baruch Merachim ala Aretz. Baruch Merachim ala Brios. I think someone once told me that Rav Palm said, Rav Palm once said, Rav Palm from Torah Das, that's all. So Avram Yaakov HaKohen Palm said that some people have more Rachmanis on the Aretz than they have on the Brios. Meaning what? They care more about, like, you know, sweeping the floor, right, than helping people who are homeless to get off the streets, whatever. They care more about, you know, objects than they care about people. Baruch Merachim al Aretz comes before Baruch Merachim al Abris. I care more that, you know, a poor person comes to your home collecting tzedakah, right, and you don't let them in. Why? Because their shoes are a little bit dirty, and you care more about your rug than you care about this person. There's stories of tzaddikim who dafka, you know, let the schleppers come in with their mud and dirty the rug, and the rebbetzin would scream at the tzaddik and say, trust me, this is Baruch Merachim al. People come over, right? People come before the ground. Let's keep our priorities in check. It's very important. Rabbi Shlomo Aviner from Eretz Yisrael likes to say, dirt is not chametz, and children are not the Karban Pesach. He likes to say, in all your preparations, People screaming at their kids, you know, I'm trying to clean in here. Just realize, dirt, you don't have to clean every speck of dirt. It's not chametz. And don't make your child carbon pesach. So you have to have priorities. But again, the HaKadosh Baruch Hu's priorities are out of order here. The land before the people. But I think, pashup shot, you need a land in order to have a place for redeemed people to live. So that's what's reflected in this expression. What do we say next? Va'achar zeh l'shana haba b'nei chorin, higu'ul al Yisrael. Then the Jewish people have redemption. Va'amar zeh ata l'ma... Right, so why do we say this now? Why are we saying this now? What did we say in Halach Ma'anya? We said in Halach Ma'anya, whoever is hungry, come and eat. So a poor person says, I don't feel comfortable coming to eat. You're a free man, and I'm Nebuch, a poor person. So says the Gra, we're trying to comfort the poor people. Va'amar zeh ata l'man yinachim ha'aniyim, va'omar shukulanu achshav shavim. Ani, you come to my house, you think I'm a big gvir. I live in a fancy palace in Back Lawrence, you think I'm a big shot. Trust me, I'm just as poor as you. Why? Because I also don't have a base of Mikdash. And I'm also not in Eretz Yisrael. So I have a couple more dollars in the bank account. I drive a nicer car. You don't even own a car. I understand. Kadosh Baruch Hu is making a person say at the beginning of the Seder, I'm just as poor. The Ani should feel very comfortable coming into my home. Because I have the humility to know I'm just as poor as he is. But Omer Zaat, again, read the words again. Laman yinachim aniyim, that the aniyim should have the comfort. But Omer shukulano achshav shavin, we're all equal right now. I'm not any better than you. Hashata acha, right now I'm here. Hashata avde, I'm a slave also. L'shana ba, you say to the ani, who you just invited in during Halach Ma'anya, you say, L'shana ba, we'll go to Yerushalayim together. Beautiful. It's a nice way to begin the scene. Okay, now we come to one of the more controversial pieces in the Vilna Gaon's Haggadah. I'm not going to tell you why it's controversial until we read the whole thing. And it's not controversial because it talks about the role of men versus the role of women. That's not why it's controversial. It's controversial because of something that you might have learned in your Hebrew classes. Okay? What are the numbers in Hebrew? 1105, 1203, what are the numbers? I don't know the numbers. I just hear people complaining all the time. Okay, so let's see if you come up with the Shaila. Okay? But the controversial part is not that it talks about the roles of men versus the roles of women. Manishtana halayla zemikol leil. It's a very famous piece from the Gra. There's a glaring problem, and we're going to offer an answer to it. Perish. Kiyom b'chol makom lashon zachar v'layla hinakeva. Yom is lashon zachar. Laila is nakeva. Manishtana halayla hazeh. Let's read. Why is it in Lashon Zachar? If Laila is Nekeva, it should be Manish Tana Halayla Hazos, which is Lashon Nekeva. Ki Vav Tav, because a Vav Tav at the end of the word, Heim Simon Nekevus. Vav Tav is usually, it indicates that the word is a as of a feminine type, v'siman, and the way to remember it is zacharim nekevos. Okay. V'lachein lo metzino b'chol makom mitzvah la'asos adafka b'layla. So the Gra is saying we see in the grammar manishtana halayla nekeva hazeh zachar. In other words, we're asking why is this night, which is feminine, all of a sudden becoming masculine? How did the female night, the night which has a feminine quality to it, all of a sudden become a zacha? What does that mean? Says the Gra, again, let's read the words. L'chein lo matzino b'chol mitzvah la'asosa dafka b'layla. Very interesting. Most mitzvahs are done by day. If there's a mitzvah that's done at night, something that's done also by day, like Kriyas Megillah. And that itself is a chiddush. That a mitzvah should be only by night? Leil ha-seder. A mitzvah by night? The nighttime is female, and the daytime is male. In other words, the nighttime is a quieter time, it's more reserved, it's more inward. Kokvuda bas melech pnima, the way of a woman is to be more reserved. And it's the man's achrayas to go out and to provide for his wife. He's the one who has to go schlepping through the world. Right? Avram's tent is open on all sides, he goes out. Sarah, aye sari ishtecha, hine ba'ala. So the nighttime, which is more quiet and more reserved, is a female time. The daytime, which is hustling and bustling, so that's Zachar. Yom is a masculine time. So now, the Seder night is mamish, you know, knocking. It's a busy night. Yeah. As far as I'm saying, the Vilna Gaon had a cheshbon 64 mitzvahs. Darais and darabanan in one night. You do the math. Figure it out what the 64 are. The Gra said 64 mitzvahs in one night. We never have nighttime mitzvahs. When do we have nighttime mitzvahs? Just a nighttime mitzvah? What mitzvah is just at night? Can you think of any example besides the Seder night? The Erev Tochel Matzahs? What mitzvahs do you do only at night? Shema, we do it by day also. Kriyas Megillah, we do it by day also. Ner Chanukah. Okay. It's far to talk about it. What? Kiddush Levana. Okay. Megillah is at night, but it's also by day. We even make a Shachianu again, at least according to Ashkenazi. Tosfos and Megillah Daf Dal. Okay. So what we're asking here is, Manish Tana Halayla Hazeh, how did the nighttime become so empowered? How did the nighttime become so active? Right? Again, the words. It's very rare that we find the mitzvah that's only performed at night. Just like a woman is exempt from any mitzvos, so too the nighttime is exempt from mitzvos, because the nighttime is a feminine time. Because just like the daytime is a busy, active time, so men are also more proactive, more busy. Where do we find such a thing? A mitzvah only at night? And the mitzvah of achilas matzah and maror and arvakosos and sibriyas yisrayim is all by night, a busy night. Like I told you, the Vilna Gaon himself is quoted as saying 64 mitzvahs in one night. And I still can't remember the name of the Rav who said that b'shem the Vilna Gaon. It's the same rabbi I couldn't think of this morning. The one who walked in Rav Chatzka Levinstein. I can't pull his name out of my head. It's like I have to check it on. I have a few of his svarim. He wrote a lot on the Kisvei Hagra. So he said, "B'shem Negra, 64 mitzvos." Va'achshav nischayev alayla dafku mitzvos v'lo bayom. V'hainu, and that's what we're asking. Manishtana alayla ze mivnei shenishtana lema v'hu sod adam. Okay, so let's take it slow here. Ma nishtana. Manishtana can be read as a question, what is different? Or it could also be read as a statement. Ma nishtana. Right? Ma is what is different. Ma is different. What is the gematria of the word ma? Mem hei. 45. What's the gematria of Adam? Aleph Dalet Mem. Right? The first man, representing all of mankind. Not womankind, mankind. Right? So ma nishtana. This is a night for Adam. Not Chava. It's a masculine night. Shu Zachar. Aval halayla. But Laila, hold on a second. Laila in general, who sod chava? Ne'elam shalma. Visod of a Laila, le'laila, yechavedas. Interesting, no? Pasuk Ketilim Perek Yutes. Laila, le'laila, yechavedas. Nighttime is chava's time. Daytime is Adam's time. Nighttime is chava's time. V'cheina mitzvos einan rach le'zacharim. Mitzvos are only for men, for the most part. V'nekevos peturin, dugmas alaylos. And women, while many mitzvahs women can opt into, they're not chayiv in mitzvahs. They're like the night. It's a quiet time. Person goes to sleep. He's batel from all of his pe'ula. V'zeu shehiksha lama nishtana, right? Lama nishtana halayla. Shiyeh hazeh. Why is it layla hazeh? Why is layla feminine, hazeh masculine? V'hainu machnas shenishtana lama. It became an adam. Mikol ha'leilos shenakeilos. This is the one night that's masculine in its actions, as opposed to all the other nights, which are feminine. Klamar mipnei manischai v'halayla hazos v'mitzvos yos mikol ha'leilos. How did this night become a night of doing mitzvos? Different than all other nights. Nighttime is a quiet time. Nighttime is not, there's what mitzvos do we do just at night? V'zeh kushya b'chlalios. And that's the big question with which the manishtana opens. Okay? Manishtana halayla hazeh. How did the nighttime, which is a quiet female aspect, become so infused with so many mitzvos, when mitzvos are primarily a daytime thing, zachar. Okay. Now, before we get to the next piece within the Manashtana, what is the problem with this piece of Gra? What is controversial about this piece from the Vilna Gaon? Is Lila really Nekeva? If you've read the Torah, you know the answer to that question. No, the answer is no. Laila is not Nekeva. The Shlach HaKadosh, I'll just point out, the Shlach HaKadosh asks a similar question to the Vilna Gaon. The Shlach HaKadosh asks, we refer to the night, we say that Maisa, Rabbi Elazar, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, Shai Mesubim ben Ebrak, and Mesabim b'siyas halayla, Kol Oso halayla. In fact, the Shlach HaKadosh, Oso halayla, it should be Oso halayla. Laila's Nakeva. Oso is masculine. What's Oso halayla? Manishtana halayla hazeh. It should be Laila Zos. It shouldn't be Laila Zeh. What's the problem with the Shlach HaKadosh? What's the problem with the Gra? Sanani said. The problem is that Laila is not actually conjugated in the Nakeva. If you've read through the Torah, you know it's Balayla Hahu. Balayla Echad. Shlosha Leilos. Many examples in the Torah. Read through Tanakh. Laila is always, hundreds of times in the Torah, Zachar, not Nakeva. Here's a question of the Torah Tamima in his Agadah Shel Pesach asks on the Gra. Now we have to know that the Gra did not make a mistake. Not just because he's our Rebbe this year, we always have to defend our Rebbe, stand up for your Rebbeim, even if they make mistakes. It cannot be that the Vilna Gaon made a mistake here. You know why? Because I can assure you the Vilna Gaon knew the Torah. And not only that, if you're choshesh that the Vilna Gaon was so frum that he didn't know grammar, because some people think it's frum not to go grammar, yeah, even though the Chacham Tzvi wrote in a tshuva how important it is to learn grammar, and how it's a mitzvah, and the Rambam writes in the Perash HaMishnah, the Pirkei Avos, on Havizar, Mitzvah Kala Kibachamura, what's an example of an easy mitzvah? Learning Hebrew. It's referred to as an easy mitzvah. So that's a shayla maybe on our college. Right? But it's a mitzvah. It's a mitzvah. You have to know grammar. And the Gra was a grammarian. The Gra wrote a sefer in grammar. I promise you the Gra knew that in the Torah, Laila is conjugated with the Zachar. Balaila hahu, not balaila hahi. Balaila echad, not balaila achas. I promise you that the Vilna Gaon knew that. So the question is, so what does the Gra mean when he says, Manish Tana, Laila is, Laila's Nakeva. What can we do to defend the Gra? So it could be that even though the Gra knows that Laila, I'll give you two answers. Could be that even though, and this is based on a, to be honest here, this is not my own suggestion, this is based on an essay that I once read, and I have printed out here, by Rav Mordechai Kornfeld, where he quotes the Shla, and he quotes the Vilna Gaon, right? And he offers several explanations, because it doesn't make sense. The Shla HaKadosh says, by the way, how did this night become masculine? Laila Kayom Ya'ir. The Navi says, and the Zohar says that pasuk is a reference to the night of the Geula, Laila Kayom Ya'ir. The night was illuminated like the day. So the Shla says, the reason it says Oso HaLaila is because the night of the Seder becomes masculine because it's Laila Kayom Ya'ir. The night becomes like a day. But again, the grammar is not wrong. It should say Oso HaLaila. It should say Laila Hazeh, not Laila Hazos. So one possibility is, again, that the Vilna Gaon is not commenting in terms of the diktuk, in terms of the grammar, in terms of the proper way to write Hebrew. The Vilna Gaon is explaining a concept called Nekeva and a concept called Zachar, which is what we learned. Nekeva represents the darkness, the quiet times, more reserved. Zachar is busier, is more active. Mitzvos usually take place by day. That's why men are obligated to the mitzvos and not women. The Gra is not really commenting from a strictly grammatical standpoint. He's commenting from a perspective, from a concept of Zachar and Nekeva. That's one possibility. The other possibility, which I think makes a lot of sense, and Rav Mordechai Kornfeld writes here in his essay from 1996, he says that it could be that there's a difference between rabbinic Hebrew and biblical Hebrew. In biblical Hebrew, there's no question that Laila is always Zachar, which makes this question not make any sense. However, in Mishnaic Hebrew, in Talmudic Hebrew, Laila is very often treated as a feminine noun. And therefore, the language of the Haggadah, which was written during when? During the period of the Mishnah, seemingly, as we find in the Mishnayos and Mesechus Pesachim. So it makes sense that in Mishnaic language, right, Laila should what? Laila should be treated as a Nekeva. And therefore, it's a kasha on the Haggadah. Why is it Laila Hazeh? In biblical language, it makes a lot of sense. But in Mishnaic language, it should have been Laila Zos. And that allows the Gra to say this whole drush. Okay, so that's what Rav Mordechai Kornfeld writes in his essay, would answer the question of the Vilna Gaon and the Shla, or would at least justify their question, that it's written in the feminine, because again, the Lila is treated as a feminine noun, usually in rabbinic sources. And the Haggadah is not a biblical source, it's not part of Tanakh, but the Haggadah is a rabbinic text. Okay? It's an important question, though, because people ask this question. And if you ever have this chus to give a shir on Pesach, and you're saying insights from the Haggadah, and you quote this Gra, there's going to be some kvetchy Israeli guy who's going to raise his hand and say, Slicha Adoni, right? Shduyot. You have to know how to defend the Vilna Gaon. Can't let the Vilna Gaon get thrown under the bus. Okay? And I promise you, the Vilna Gaon is a grammarian, and he knew exactly what he was talking about. So you have to offer some type of answer for the Gra. It's very important. Okay, let's go on in the piece. Now we know the general question that's being asked. How did this knight become imbued with a masculine power? When knight is generally a feminine idea. Okay? Now, let's go to the specific questions. The Gras is saying just very pashup shot. Va'amar halayla hazeh kulanu mesubin. If you look in the Mishnayis, that's not the fourth question. We add that as the fourth question. In the Mishnayis, in Psachim, he says, Shalohuska v'mishna Psachim, kuf tazayin amud beitz, kushyuzu. This question of why are we leaning is not a question in the Mishnah. Why is it not a question in the Mishnah? Because in the times of the Mishnah, they did always lean. I have never seen anyone eat in the calf, right? On a reclining couch. In the time period of the Mishnah, that was normal. It wasn't uncommon at all. So we wouldn't say, Manashtana Laila Zesh, Machola Lailos, no one leans, tonight we're leaning. They did lean. Right? So the fact that, look, so let's look inside. Pibne Kishahaya Besamikdash Kayam, Hayakarvan Pesach. Lachena Kushya Halaila Zek Kulotzli. First of all, in terms of the question in the Mishnah, the times when they had a Beis HaMikdash, right, in the end of Bayis Sheni, the Tanayim were still alive, so they were talking about the question of the Pesach, the Karban Pesach. Why is the Karban Pesach roasted as opposed to other types of meat which we eat boiled and baked and other forms of cooking? U'misubin lo nechshav lam b'shinoi. Misubin was an interesting question. Because that's how they actually sat in those days. Shechein hayadarcham. That was the darach then. As the Gemara talks about, people who sat down, they reclined to break bread together. But nowadays, when we don't have a Karban Pesach, the question for us is, why are we leaning tonight? We never lean. That's totally foreign to us. We never do that. And then the Gra, of course, concludes once again with a theme that he keeps going back to, which is Dalit Kushios, Neged Dalit Geulos, Dalit Kosos, Dalit Banim. Again, not losing sight of this theme, the repeating theme of force. Four questions, four redemptions, four cups, four sons. Okay? Good? Everyone good? Yeah? Keep going? Avadimayinu the power of Mitzrayim. Okay? Three things that are being said in those four words. Avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. And then it says that Hashem took us out. Let's see. Avadim hayinu leparo b'mitzrayim. Heim gimel dvar. Aleph, shayinu avadim. We were slaves. Beis, pretty bad being a slave to anyone, let alone to a paro. Leparo shayam melech kasha. So one, we're an eved. Two, it's worse because paro is the worst master to work for. Four. Three, b'mitzrayim, shay medina kasha. A difficult king in a difficult nation, and being slaves b'chlal is difficult. Three difficulties. Corresponding to those three difficulties, let's look carefully. Just look at the text of Avadim Hayinu for a second before we turn the page. Right, just look back in the top of the page where it has the bolded text, the actual paragraph. Avadim Hayinu l'paro b'mitzrayim. So three things. Avadim, Hayinu l'paro, b'mitzrayim. Three things. What do we say? V'yotzienu Hashem Elokeinu misham, v'yad chazaku v'zroa netuya. How does that phrase correspond to these three? U'kenegdam amar, so take a look, says the Gra, corresponding to these three, amar gam king gimel dvarim, it also says three things. Number one, v'yotzienu Hashem, paro, you think you're a god? As the Medrash says, hu neged paro sha'asa atzmo eloka, paro, you think you're a god? You know who's going to take us out of Mitzrayim? The true God. V'yotzienu asanu Hashem. The Kadosh Baruch Hu took us out. Hashem who? Hashem Elokeinu. Hu neged avadim. Sha'achshav hu Elokeinu. V'lo anachnu amo v'avadav. The fact that we were slaves to Paro, right, it doesn't go in order. That we notice. Again, the order was avadim, Paro, Mitzrayim. So now, first we respond to Paro. V'yotzienu Hashem. Hashem versus Paro, the true king versus the phony king. Number two, Elokeinu. Who do we work for now? God is now our master. No longer are we avadim to Paro. Right? We've lost that shame Eved in the context of Paro, and now Elokeinu, we serve Hashem. And what? And Yotzeinu Hashem Elokeinu. What's the next word in the Haggadah? Misham. What do you mean Misham? He took us out Misham. Why are we emphasizing? From there, yes, because there was also part of the problem. Mitzrayim was a really bad place. Misham neged Mitzrayim. Okay? Furthermore, it says the Pasuk, Biyad Chazaka, Hashem took us out, Perish Baal Karcha. Hashem took us out, like some of us learned the other day. It's not that the Mitzrayim sent us out, it's that HaKadosh Baruch Hu took us out against their will. Klomar al yedei ha-makos, huchruchu, la-aniach lanu letzeis, v'hu kaya la-makos shasalem. Hashem squeezed us out, forced us out. Uvizroa nituya, with an outstretched arm, hu be'isgalya la'ein kol, v'lo kamosha baruchin misham. We were able to march out in broad daylight, we didn't sneak out in the middle of the night. As the Pasuk says, be'etzam ayom hazeh, hu b'nei Yisrael yotzin biyad rama. We walked out in the open. A pasuk at the end of Bechukosai. In Bechukosai it says, I am God who took you out from Mitzrayim, from being slaves, and I broke motos ulchem. What are motos ulchem? Ulchem means the all, the yoke. Motos, right, are the pegs that peg us to the yoke. The staves that attach us to the yoke. So I shattered, I broke, I've cut you free from the chains that held you. And I took you what? Straight out. So every bit of this phrase, says the Gra, Parshas Bechukosai, is precise. How so? Let's see. L'chor enira, sheyesh bezeh milos kefulos v'shonos. It seems very repetitive. The Gra says, no, it's not repetitive. It's very precise. Achu k'mashakosov. Ani Hashem elokeichem, asher hotzeis yoschem. Hu neged v'yotzeinu Hashem, shehu neged paro. The Pasuk says, God took us out. Yes, God took us out. The true God, not the paro fake God. Number two, me'eretz Mitzrayim. What did we say? It wasn't just that we were slaves to paro, but it was a bad place. A particularly difficult place. The Pasuk highlights, me'eretz Mitzrayim, hu neged misham. Like we said in the earlier Pasuk, he took us out, misham. Can I get Mitzrayim? K'mashkasa l'mala. Mi'yos lehem avadim. Avadim ayinu. The problem is time. Avadim. Hu neged Elokeinu in the previous pasuk. Shu neged avadim ayinu. Veshbor motos ulchem. And I shattered the yoke. Hu neged biyad chazaka. And the last part of the phrase, v'olich eschem komius, I took you out straight up. Shehu bizgalia, out in the open. V'hu neged uvizroa netuya. So the Gra is showing us that when you read a pasuk about Yetzias Mitzrayim, look at each phrase carefully. It's describing a different aspect of the salvation. Not only were we were avadim to Paro. Not only were avadim to Paro, we were avadim to Paro in Mitzrayim. The Bnei Yisrael says that when the pasuk describes Mitzrayim as an eretz lo lahem, the Bnei Yisrael says Mitzrayim is a land that is lo lahem. It's so the it's lo lahem. Not just that it wasn't a perfect fit for us there. It was the opposite of who we are. It's lo lahem. It's bechlal not for them. Some Sfarim even say, I don't know if the Bnei Yisrael says this or other Sfarim say this, that lo lahem, it wasn't even for them. Mitzrayim is such a bad place, it was bad for the Mitzrayim. It's lo lahem, it's not a place for anyone, which is why when we leave Mitzrayim, the Torah tells us in three separate places, don't ever return to that place. Lo lahem, it's a place that doesn't deserve to exist. No one should go there. But each part of the phrase is significant. Avadim, Paro, Mitzrayim. Hashem had to drag us out, Yad Chazaka, Zro and Etuya, he did it out in the open. And can I get these five expressions, as we've seen? There are five things at the Seder. Says the Gra, continuing inside. Ukeneged elu hei devarim, nasan lanu Hashem chamisha devarim. Can I get these five expressions? HaKadosh Baruch Hu gave us five things at the Seder, five acts at the Seder. Pesach, Matzah, Maror, and Beis Tibulim. And the two dips. We dip twice. How do these five things correspond to the five things? Let's see if the Gra, only the Gra can put something like this together. Pesach neged Paro. Why is Pesach neged Paro? Pesach corresponds to Paro because Paro made himself a god. But who neged Hashem? That was against Hashem. She Pesach Hashem. Hashem was Pesach al Pesach. So Pesach is the kindness of Hashem. Matzah is neged Mitzrayim. Because the Torah highlights, Ki garshu mi mitzrayim, v'lo yachlu lis mameya, and we left with our matzah. So getting out of Mitzrayim is connected to matzah. Pesach is Hashem versus Paro. Matzah is connected to Mitzrayim, because we left Mitzrayim with matzah. Maror is connected avadim, shemaru eschayayim. They made our lives bitter by being their slaves. And the Beis Tibulin, the two times we dipped during the Seder, Manashtana halayla hazeh, shebechol halaylos, ein anu makbilin afilu pamachas. Halayla hazeh shnei pamim, we dipped twice on this night, neged biyad chazaka, v'neged zroa netuya. Can I get the yad and the zroa when a person extends his hand to dip? Dainu tibol aleph, lahamis hakapa. The first time we dip is to negate the potentially poisonous flavor of the mar, as the Gemara describes. And that is neged makas mitzrayim lachniyam, right? That we subjugate the mara, we're concerned that the mara could have a bitter component to it, that if it's not diluted, if it's not broken down, it could literally be poisonous. So to speak, Mitzrayim was broken down with the Yad Chazaka, because Baruch Hu broke them through the makos, and then the second dipping is derech cheirus neged uvizro netuya, the outstretched hand of Hashem taking us out of Mitzrayim. Okay, so the five steps correspond again to these five different aspects of freeing ourselves from Mitzrayim. Okay. Then we say in the Agad, the Ve'ilu lahotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu sonu misham. Had Hashem not taken us from there, we'd still be slaves to power in Mitzrayim. So the Gruk includes this idea, and then we'll move on to a new idea. Klomar, im lo hayamotzi HaKadosh Baruch Hu osanu b'chvodo ba'atzmo misham hayinu mishubadim l'par b'Mitzrayim. Had Hashem not taken us out, we'd still be slaves to Paro in Mitzrayim. Again, the three concepts. Who neged gimel haniskar le'el? Mishubadim, we'd be slaves. Leparo, which makes it even worse. Not just slaves to anyone, but slaves to such an evil ruler. B'Mitzrayim, in a place that was particularly evil. So again, we're acknowledging each step of HaKadosh Baruch Hu's salvation of class. And then we say, Va'afilu kulanu chachamim navonim. No matter how smart we are, if we were chachamim, if we were navonim, yodim es haTorah. So says the Gra, what are the phrases? Chachamim, nevonim, yodim. Chachma, bina, das. Chachma, bina, das. The three spheros of wisdom. Says the Gra, kulanu chachamim, kulanu nevonim, kulanu yodim. That's what it should say. That's the nosach. Kach tzarech lomar. Vehein neged gimel rishon os chabad. Chachma, bina, das. Afilu yesh banu, kol agimel bechinos. Even if you have chachma, which is the beginning of an idea, as the Baal Tanya explains. Even if you have Bina, which is a deepening of an understanding of an idea. Even if you have Das, Das means Dveikus, you're totally connected to the idea. We say to you on this night, that's nice. Mitzvah Linu L'Saper, you still need to tell the story. I don't care how smart you are. Chachma Shalom and Virabo. Nivonim, that you went further, you went beyond your Rebbe's knowledge. Nivonim, Shemevin Davar Mitoch Davar. You know the Sugya Be'i and Mamish. V'yodim sheyodeh kol davar al-burya. You know it mamish inside out, b'das nechona, with clarity and connection. Af al-pichein mitzvah leinu l'saper v'yasiyas Mitzrayim. Bring it down to the level of a sipur. Kamash ha-kosav kan, b'sipur ha-gada, af al-pich shekulanu yodin osa. What does he mean by that? As the Haggadah tells the story, Ma'isa, Rebbe Eliezer, Rebbe Yoshua, these people knew their stuff. They had chachma, they had bina, they had das, they knew everything. And yet what? Misaprim v'yisiyas Mitzrayim kol oso halayla. Because on the Seder night, everyone feels battle to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. No matter how big of a chacham, a navon, a yodeya you are, a person feels humbled like the matzah. He negates himself. Oh, maybe you can say it like this. There's a remez the Sfarim bring, that matzah, what's the gematria of matzah? 135. What's the ultimate expression of humility? What does Avram say about his humility? Afer ve'efer. Okay. Afer ve'efer still has a little value. It's not super expensive. But, you know, you can go to Home Depot and buy a bag of dirt. It costs a couple bucks. Right? What does David Melech say? Tolat v'lo ish. I'm a worm. Okay. If you go fishing, you may buy a worm. Worm has a value. Not very expensive. Still has a masho. What's the ultimate expression of humility? Moshe and Aaron. V'nachnu ma. What are we? Not even a worm. Not a piece of dirt. V'nachnu ma. What are we? Ma. Ma, what are we? We're nothing. So first of all, ma nishtana halayla zeh. What's nishtana on this night? Ma. What does ma mean? Humility. What's different on all other nights of the year? I feel like this night I feel so humbled before HaKadosh Baruch Hu. When I reflect on Hashem's kindness, most of the year I mention in passing, Zeichel Yetzias Mitzrayim. Tonight I go through the details of everything Hashem did for me. I relive the whole thing and I feel so humbled. Ma, nishtana, I feel. What's different this night? Ma. That I reach that level of humility, emotion, and when they say, V'nachnu ma. How could Klai Yisrael have tainas against us? We're literally nothing. Ma means nothing. So the Sfarim bring a remes. How much is the gematria of ma? 45. Okay. Each matzah brings a person to a level of humility. There's three matzahs. So the Sfarim say, three times ma is gematria matzah. Here? Three times ma is gematria matzah. So why three times ma? Why three expressions of humility? Afilu kulanu chachamim, nevonim, hayodim. Chachma, bina, das. Three madregos of wisdom. Supernal wisdom. Chabad. Sfiros. Hashem's wisdom. Chachma, bina, das. Ma, I'm nothing in chachma. Ma, I'm nothing in bina. Ma, I'm nothing. Ma, nishtana. Ma. Right? I don't have anything. And then I'm humble like the matzah. And that's what we have to do. That's what we have to achieve. And that's why, says the Gra, Maisa Rabbi Eliezer. Maisa Rabbi Eliezer. We tell the story. Right? Let's read inside. Kol amar belesaper v'chulu. Klomar. Lesaper lefi sichlo yoser mizeh, kifi shiodeh b'chachmaso v'naso v'daito, hareza meshubach. Try to go past chachma bina and das. I don't care how much chachma bina and das yet. You got to go weiter. Kol amar belesaper, you got to go past that. And then it tells the story. And in case you think that you're a big shot, you don't need to spend so much time on this because you know everything. Maisa b'Rabbi Eliezer, b'Rabbi Yeshua, v'chulu. Klomar, mevi raya al beiz dvarim in Yisrael el. We respond to the 2 points we just made. That no matter how smart you are, and the more you talk, the better. So I'll show you some really smart people who talked a lot. Mevi raya al beiz hadvarim. Echad, first of all, we're going to prove afilu kulanu chachamim, nevonim, etc. Mitzvah l'saper. Sherei kulam hayu chachamim gedolim b'chachma v'tuna v'das. This chevra, Rabbi Eliezer, Rabbi Yeshua, Rabbi Elazar ben Azariah, Rabbi Tarfon, Rabbi Kiva, Kavaldik, yeah, and they had chachma, they had bina, they had das, and they spoke about it. And not only did they speak about it, kol amar b'lesaper is a meshubah. How much did they speak? Beis shesipru kol alayla. Umuchach mizeh shemitzvah leharbos l'saper b'yisias mitzrayim kafi sichlo. And therefore, each person has to try to go above and beyond whatever his madrek is. Shrei sipru kol alayla. And they would have kept going. They would have gone on forever. And except the Talmidim came and said, Chevra, Rabbeim, our honored rabbis, please, the time for Kriya Shema has come. Really? The whole night went by already? Wow, we didn't even realize. They were so wrapped up in it. And they were big chachamim. But again, we humble ourselves. We humble our chachma bina and das. We try to go even beyond that by telling and telling and telling. Okay? What happens next? Let's do a drop more. Couple more minutes. Okay? It says, Amar Rav Elazar ben Azariah, I'm just reading in the Haggadah now, Harei Anika ben Shivim Shana Velo Zachisis Shetei Amar Yetzias Mitzrayim Balelos Ad Shadar Sheben Zoma Shenamar Laman Tizkur Es Yom Zeizchor Es Chaim Kol Yimei Chayacha. What does it mean, Kol Yimei Chayacha? You should remember Mitzrayim, Kol Yimei Chayacha. We have Machlokes Tanayim. Says Ben Zoma, says Rav Elazar ben Azariah, Yimei chayecha hayamim, kol yimei chayecha halelos. Imagine Yetzias Mitzrayim in the morning and at night. Kol yimei chayecha is the days. Kol comes to include the night. What do the Chachamim say? Yimei chayecha olam hazeh, kol yimei chayecha yimos Mashiach. Says the Gra, what's the machlokas? How do you translate the word kol? Does kol mean the entire day? Or does kol mean every day? The first opinion means the entire day. Yimei chayacha in the morning, kol yimei chayacha the entire day, even at night. The chachamim say, no, that's not how you read the word kol. Kol doesn't mean the entire day, it means every day. Yimei chayacha in this world, kol yimei chayacha lahavi limos mashiach. Two different ways to read the word kol. Right? Is kol the entire day? Kol yimei, the entire day? Entire day of your life? Or every day of your life, even including the life in the future. That's the machlokas of these tanaim, how to read the pasuk. Okay, I'm not going to read that piece inside because I want to just get in a little bit more. Let's go to Baruch HaMakom. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah. Take a look, this is very nice. Says the Vilna Gaon, you see what page we're on? Oh, we ran out of pages, I hope we ran out of pages. We did? Lamed Hey, we're still in the game? Baruch Hashem. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shanasan Torah. Yeah, have you got it? Ki HaOlam? Yeah, Ki HaOlam? Ki HaOlam Hayim B'chudash Beis Pamim. Says the Vilna Gaon, the world was recreated twice. The world was mechudash two times. Baruch HaMakom, Baruch Hu, Baruch Shalasan Torah L'Amal Yisrael. We can look at creation taking place in different stages. B'chlalus uv'pratus. There's a general creation, and then there's a specific creation. Echad b'tchilas b'riyas ha'olam, nischadish ha'olam b'chlalus, kol ha'olam kulo. There's the general creation that HaKadosh Baruch Hu made America, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Europe, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made Antarctica, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu made etc. That's one version of creation. That's one way to look at creation. B'chlal. V'acher kach b'matan Torah, when HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and some of us learned a very similar idea in the Kedushas Levi, Tishrei was creation. Tishrei was creation of the world. Nisan, creation of Klal Yisrael, Kabbalah to Torah, Yitzias Mitzrayim. The Sfas Emes actually says a beautiful pshat. Sfas Emes says, why do we call the night of Pesach Seder? Because Klal Yisrael becoming a nation is really returning to the true Seder of the world. The Sfas Emes is a beautiful thing. He says, Klal Yisrael are supposed to be the leaders of the world. Mitzrayim comes from who? Mitzrayim comes from Canaan. Canaan, Cham, Canaan is cursed to be what? To be an Eved. So this has been Hafachu. How did the Egyptians become the masters and Klal Yisrael became the slaves? Halayla is ever getting back to Seder. The world is getting back to its real creation. So there's two creations, says the Gemara. There's the creation of the world Bechlal, and then there's the creation of the world B'matan Torah. Nischadish B'pratus Yisrael. And therefore, because there's this duality in creation, there's general creation and then there's Klal Yisrael creation, that manifests itself in every bit of the Bria. There's this table as it would be used to study mathematics, and there's this table as it's being used right now to learn the Torah of the Vilna Gaon. On the surface, it's the same. But Pnimius, the table has a totally different experience, depending on how it's being used. There's a Nigla and a Nistar. There's a physical reality and there's a spiritual reality to everything. There's a physical world, and then there's a world of Klal Yisrael, which is the spirit of the world. And therefore, Nigla b'shas Maisa, v'nelam b'machshava kodem Maisa. Interestingly enough, which came first? There's the Maisa, there's the revealed creation, but then there's the Kavana that even preceded the creation. There's the Machshava. That was kodem Maisa. And therefore, what do we say to Hashem? Baruch HaMakom Hu al Bria Sa'ola. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, for creating the world. Shal ze anu korin oso makom. Now there's a makom. Before you created the world, there was no space. There was just you. Now you created a space. In Kabbalistic literature, HaKadosh Baruch Hu carved out a halal, an empty space, to then be able to create reality as we know it. Shal yidei ze, shal ze anu korin oso makom. We call you the makom. Shabara makomo shal olam. You made a place for the world. Umimenu nasa olam. Makom beze. Shabara oso kiritsono. And then HaKadosh Baruch Hu, you made the world in accordance with your will. And that's what it means when we say that Hashem is the place of the world. That means every bit of the world, every place expresses HaKadosh Baruch Hu's desire. It exists because God wills it into existence. Because without Him, lo haya olam makom. Raku b'ritzono osas ha'olam makom. If not for Hashem, there would be no space. Hashem would fill all of reality. Einon movado. That's the higher reality. The lower reality is that right now we're in the Gluck Beit Midrash, yeah? And we're on what street? We're 185th Street. And we're in New York City. We're in Yeshiva University. We can label it a lot of different ways. Makom Shalolo. That's only our perception. Baruch HaMakom. Thank you, Hashem, for allowing us to have that perception, allowing us to live in a physical world. Thank you for that. Baruch Hu. Baruch HaMakom. Baruch Hu. Says the Vilna Gaon, Baruch Hu al machshava sabria, kodem bria sa'olam. Baruch HaMakom, thank you for the place, the physical place, Baruch Hu. What's Baruch Hu? Hu already implies something a little bit mysterious, a little bit abstract. Right? We know that a Malik, when they come at the end of Parshas Beshalach, to try to block out Hashem's presence in the world, what letters are blocked out? Who? Hey, Vav and Aleph. Kiyad al Kase, Ka. Kase. Kase is Kisei, missing the letter Aleph. Ka, Yud and Hey, is missing a Vav and Hey. So what letters are missing because of Amalek? Hey, Vav and Aleph. Who? Who is the mysterious component of the world? Who is the part of the Jew that even when he does an Aveira, the Gemara says in Sanhedrin Daf Mem Dalid, Afal Pisha Chata, even though a Jew does an Aveira, Yisrael who? What do you mean? Why is he a Jew? He's a bad Jew. He's not a Jew. He's no different than anyone else in the street. He does Averas. Afal Pisha Chata, Yisrael who? There's a mysterious component to him. So we say Hashem, Baruch HaMakom, thank you for the world. But even more so, Baruch Hu, thank you for the machshav of the world. Thank you for the mysterious component of the world. Thank you for the neshama of the world. And what is that? Baruch Shenasan Torah L'Amo Yisrael. Thank you, HaKadosh Baruch, for making a physical world a spiritual world. Look at the words. Baruch Shenasan Torah, Hu Al Shas Matan Torah. Baruch Hu Al Kodem Matan Torah. Thank you, Hashem, for even prior to Matan Torah. V'amr Tchila Baruch Al Pu'ula. V'achar Kach Al Machshav. Now the Gemara says, hold on a second. Why we should put it the other way around. Thank you for the idea, and then thank you for doing it. Why do we thank Hashem for the creation and then the idea? So you could say very simply, because Hashem first created the physical world, and then he imbued it with the idea. He gave us the Torah 2,448 years after creation. So why do we thank Hashem first for the action and then the machshava? She'etzorach lios behefech, b'tchila machshava, first the idea, v'achar kach ha'pu'ula. No. Says the Vilna Gaon, listen to this. Ach ha'machshava asur lanu lachor klal. We can't really understand the machshava kodem, the pu'ula. I can't understand what Hashem was thinking before He created. Open up the Arizal's writing, the Eitz Chaim, the first page. When HaKadosh Baruch Hu had a ratzon pasha to create the world, a simplistic desire, you can't offer an explanation for someone's desire. It's what Hashem wants. So we can't understand the machshava prior to the pu'ula. After the pu'ula, now that Hashem made a world, oh, now I look. I look to see, what is this? Why did He do this? Why did God make the Alps? Why did God make the Baltic Sea? Why did God make the Atlantic Ocean? What does He need all this for? You see some strange type of fish, you know, on the Discovery Channel. You go to the aquarium. What does HaKadosh Baruch Hu need this weird looking fish for? It's painted with these beautiful stripes. I mean, it's beautiful, but what? What does Hashem need it for? So once it exists, then I can try to understand it. But I can't understand the machshava kodem, the pu'ula. Osir. It's also lanu lachur klal. You're not allowed to think about it. V'yef shalanu lahasik klal. I can't understand the original kavana, the ratio of the lowest yada, to use Kabbalistic language, the starting point which is beyond understanding. Ki afilu machshavas adam yef shalayda. It's not possible to know. You can't even know what another person's thinking. I don't even know why the guy who made this table really made this table. I can't figure that out. I can never get to the core of that. So alachas kam v'kam, I can't know Hashem. Achal yedei koach maisa v'diburo. But by studying his actions, seeing what he did, Asher Higil La'amo, Nisgal Machshav to Acharpul. But once he gives us the Torah and gives us a manual, an instruction manual to how to use the world, now I can try to understand why he made this, why he made that. Then I can start to think about it. L'chein no sin hodaya al Machshav Acharpulah, v'zehu sof ma'isa Machshav Tchila. I know, of course, the Machshava came first, but that Machshava is not, I'm not allowed to think about. The Mishnah Chagiga, a person who says what was before, what was after. It's out of bounds. It's not appropriate for me to think about that. Last line for tonight. Va'ocha beis hamikdash nikra makom. And last but not least, the beis hamikdash is also called makom. V'zeh sod shekasav etzel Yaakov shisha pama makom. That's why it says makom 6 times by Yaakov. Etzel Yitzchak va'avram and dalid pama. And by Yitzchak and Avram it combined 4 times. Dainu etzel Avram it says makom 3 times. And by Yitzchak it says it 1 time. V'sham ha'shchina shorah. And that's where the shchina is found. And now that the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, the only makom of Hashem is the makom of Halacha. What does he mean by this? Yaakov is 6 times, and Avram is 3 times, and Yitzchak, it says makom 1 time. I don't know. What's he saying? But now that we don't have a Beis HaMikdash, the Hashras HaShechina is found in the context of Torah study, of Halacha. B'chol makom, asher askir Hashemi, when I mention the name of Hashem, like the Ramban says in his Hakdama Rechumash, that the Torah itself is one big name of Hashem, the names of Hashem, Shemos of Hashem. When you mention God's name, avoy elecha ve'rachticha, and that's what it means, baruch ha-makom, the Beis HaMikdash, baruch hu. Thank you, Hashem, for bringing your Shechina to that place. Baruch Shalasan Torah, after we don't have a base of Mikdash, thank you for the Torah. Baruch Hu, because HaKadosh Baruch Hu finds himself in the place of Torah after the time of the Churban Beis Hamikdash. Okay, I think we have to stop here because people probably need to daven Maariv, no? 10 o'clock Maariv. Okay, it would have been nice to get to the four sons. I'm not sure what's going to be next week because I'm staying late Monday night, so I'm not sure if I'm going to be here Tuesday night, but I would love to maybe find the time to squeeze in a little bit more. But if not, we thank our Rebbe, the Vilna Gaon, for enlightening us and showing us that every single word of the Haggadah, just like every single word of Torah, has to be analyzed precisely. So there's nothing extra. Not a letter, not a word, a concept. Okay, so we're very thankful that Hashem allowed us to have this opportunity. Shkoyach.